It's good to see you this morning. I began to think our numbers this morning were going to be very slim. But now that the 10 o'clock hour is here, it's good to see everybody. It really is. And Lori said that Randy was not doing well this morning either, so we need to continue to remember him in our prayers. He has a lot of trouble with pain. So let's be sure and remember him as well. Drexel, it is good to see you. And you can see one of me now instead of two, right? Okay, very good. But we're so glad to have you and glad that hopefully the most of that's behind you. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you ever been guilty of wasting time? I mean, have you planned something to do, and at the end of the day, you ran around all day long doing little this, little that, little this, and when you got to the end of the day, you said, well, I didn't get done what I planned to do. And a lot of times it's called wasting time. Well, what about this question? Are you guilty of wasting your life? Are you guilty of wasting your life? I want us to look at two verses of Scripture that I want you to retain the thought of while we do our lesson this morning. The first one is found in Romans 1 and verse 16, and we alluded to this in our Bible study class this morning. Paul was writing to the church at Rome, and he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And then I want us to look at Hebrews 9 and verse 27, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this cometh the judgment. Please keep those verses in mind as we discuss our lesson this morning, because this morning I want to talk to you about Morris Siegel. Yep, Morris Siegel. How many of you know Morris Siegel? That's what I thought. You're probably sitting there saying, who in the deuces is Morris Siegel? I've never heard of him before. Well, I'm going to tell you about Morris Siegel. On the surface, he seemed like your average Los Angeles street person. He roamed in the dark alleys, sleeping in the out-of-doors, carrying everything that he owned in a little push cart, and he died the way that one would expect a street person to die. He died in a dark alley. He died alone. He died of natural causes. Heart trouble. But there was something about Morris Siegel that was different. In three bank accounts, they contained a total of $1,207,421. And he lived as a street person. 10 years prior to the death of Morris, his father died and left all this money to him. And when Morris didn't claim his inheritance, the Division of Unclaimed Property in California tracked him down to give him his inheritance. In fact, his family forced him to accept it. He didn't even show up at the ceremony when the money was handed out. He did take enough money to buy him an old beat-up car that he slept in when the weather was cold. Relatives gave him an apartment to live in, and he never came there. He died on December the 14th, 1989 with $3 in his pocket and $1,207,421 in the bank. Sound crazy? Well, any and everything that he could have wanted was there for the taking. The question is, why didn't he take advantage of what he had been given? That's a question. Again, I ask you, sound crazy? Now you figure this one out. A couple of thousand years ago, our Heavenly Father ratified his will, and he left all of his children eternal wealth, a peace that passes all understanding, and a victory in Jesus. To this day, many people who walk on this earth have not claimed their inheritance. Facing hell for eternity and ignoring the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. Many people who call themselves Christians say, well, I'm going to heaven at the end time, but yet they've never been obedient to the free gift that God gave them. Romans 6 and verse 23 says, but the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. They are content with themselves in living a grubby and isolated and unproductive life on this earth, and they're going to be eternally lost because they didn't take advantage of what they had been given. We go back to Morris. He didn't take advantage of what he had been given. Why didn't he? And these people aren't taking advantage of what God has given us. My question, instead of why didn't he, why didn't they? You know, as we look to the scriptures, John 3 and verse 16, a verse that we know all so well, for God so loved, and you put your name in there. For God so loved the world, God so loved Daniel. For God so loved Caitlin. For God so loved Jenny. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hebrews 2 and verse 3 says this, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? You see, old Morris wasted his life, and he died alone. He was only dealing with the physical. He was only dealing with the earthly and with material wealth. But many of us are playing the same losing game, but we're dealing with the eternal. My question, Are we simply wasting our lives? Are you, now I'm asking this of you individually as I'm asking myself. You don't sit in here and look around and say, well, what about this one or that one or the other one? I'm talking directly to you, to me. Am I doing what God wants me to do? Or am I just wasting my life? 1 Peter 4 and verse 18 says this. And if the righteously, or if the righteous scarcely be saved, then where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? You know what that says? If the righteous, if those who are obedient and faithful to God are saved by the skin of their teeth, then where do the sinner and the ungodly appear? If the righteous is only saved by the skin of the teeth, we're only scarcely to be saved. You're not going to walk right in. Scarcely are we saved. Then where did the sinner and ungodly appear? They got one foot on the earth and another one on banana peel, sliding face toward hell. And we don't want to be on that banana peel. We look at John 12 and verse 48. These are Jesus' words. Notice what he said. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath that which judgeth him. For the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day. Look at Mars and all of his great wealth. And he died alone and in poverty because he didn't take advantage of what had been given him. Look at those of us today who are going to be eternally lost because we haven't taken advantage of the precious gift of God. I close with this question. Are you wasting your life? Choice is yours today. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to Jesus for that cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? As we discussed in our Bible study class this morning, there is but one way to God, and that is through Christ Jesus. Romans 10 and verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, without this faith, we're not pleasing to God. And Jesus said in Luke 13 and verse 3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And then we have to confess him as Lord and Christ and the Son of the Most High God. Peter, whom do you say that I am? Matthew 16 and following. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then at the point that we go under that watery grave of baptism, are our sins forgiven us? They're not forgiven before that time. And then we do, through an act of faith, be baptized. Baptism is for only one purpose, and that's for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of sins. So when you're taken back under that water, symbolically representing the blood of Christ, your sins are removed. Not before. 1 Peter 3:21, this like figure of baptism doth also now save us. Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. This morning, don't be like old Morris. Don't have everything at your fingertips and lose it all. And I'm not talking about earthly wealth. I'm talking about the gift of God and all that he's given us, and love and peace and the victory in Jesus. Reach out and take hold. And one day, hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Choice is yours. If you need to come to that baptismal cleansing flood this morning, we encourage you to come. The choice is yours, as together we stand and sing.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power?
Oh, Father who art in heaven, we come before you now, thanking you so much for the sacrifice that Christ made for us. Understanding, Father, that there had to be a body and blood shed so that we might have a home of heaven with you. We pray at this time, Father, that as we take this love, which you us as Christians represents his body that hung on that cross, pray that we will do